I keep thinking about you dominating me. It's not something that I offer lightly. You know that I'm a strong and independent woman. But I give myself to you because I trust you to take control of my body, to push me past my comfort zone, to know that I'm surrendering my power to you because it's something that you want. It's not just that I like it rough, or that you like to use me roughly, because we both know that even though I'm delicate and smaller than you, that I'll take any brutal pounding that you can muster. It's because you've encouraged me, your good girl, to be strong for you, marking me with your hands and your strength before marking me with your cum, claiming me in new ways every time that we're together, spanking me until the fleshy white cheeks of my ass are red with your handprints. Not because I've been bad, but because you like to hear me cry out under your power, grabbing me by the thighs, roughly, flipping me onto my back and spreading my legs apart. Your grip is so firm and unkind that it will leave sore bruises on my skin. Or using your mouth to mark ownership. Sucking my neck. Pressing your lips roughly into the soft, sensitive skin. Blowing into my ear. Whispering in it. Saying, "You belong to me." Giving me the illusion of tenderness before you start to use your teeth. Because you know the pain of you biting into my flesh makes me squeal. But I enjoy the subtle sharpness as I feel you bite down. Not hard enough to draw blood, but I'll still be marked for days afterwards. You leaving little reminders on my skin so that I don't forget that I'm yours. That I'm your property. That you fucking own my cunt, and that my tight little hole exists to please you, to milk your cock for your cum with my tingling, throbbing walls until you've totally drained all of the cum you've built up for me. And I'm begging for it. I need to feel you inside me. Please. I want you so badly. Please. Of course, you won't give me what I want immediately. Instead, you rub the head of your cock against my clit. Your pre-cum slippery and my juice is hot and slick as we rub over our sensitive skin together, mixing our juices so your cock is completely coated. And then you plunge inside me with a guttural groan. Your girth splits me open with a twinge of pain from your size. And I struggle to maintain eye contact with you, arching my neck into the pillow beneath me. I open my eyes and I remember to focus on you. A look of momentary panic crossing my face as the pain of your size and eagerness rams into me. And I'm calmed as I see the look of satisfaction spread across your face and the lustful desire in your eyes. I moan as I feel you pulsate against my walls, my tightness responding to your throbs, by the speed of my own racing heart increasing, and you can feel just how quickly and deeply I'm throbbing for you. And I'm laying on my back, legs spread wide, you kneeling between them, crouching over me as you prop yourself up on one arm, because your other arm is putting pressure on your hand, which is wrapped around my throat as you start to fuck me relentlessly, your grip constricting my airway and making my eyes bulge as my body struggles beneath you, air escaping my lungs. Just enough of a struggle so that I'm reminded that you're in charge. That you're so much physically stronger than me, bigger than me, and that my dominant alpha male can use his little fuck toy however he wants. taking your hand away from my throat so you can slap my clit roughly with your hand, making me squeal as I'm still catching my breath from being choked. The inside of my walls have swelled and tightened, and I ache for you even as I feel your long, deep, and powerful strokes inside my tight, wet cunt. I lean forward, propped up on my hands and arms to watch your bulging, veiny cock disappearing inside my folds, curling upwards towards you as you continue to buck into me on your knees. The lips of my cunt are sliding up and down your girth with every outward pull and forward push. When you finally lean forward and press your chest into my breasts, groaning against my neck, the weight of you on top of me is exquisite, and I can feel all of you, every inch, everywhere. Oh, I just want you to plow into my pussy with your throbbing cock. Oh, I'm taking all of it, balls deep, even when it hurts. Even if it hurts as you bottom out inside me. Oh, I'll be sore, and I may not walk right for days, but this is what I need. Please. Oh, you're fucking me deep into the mattress. Hips slapping lewdly against one another. Our bodies slick and slippery with sweat as we move together in urgent, desperate unison. I'll be happy and content once your cum is spurting inside me and filling me up. I listen to you groan as you push in with one final scooping, deep thrust that makes me wrap my arms around you for sturdiness as you freeze, your body weight pressing almost every inch of me into the bed. And I know that you're there. I can feel you twitching inside me. Your cock is pumping me full of your potent, hot load as it gushes against the velvety walls of my cunt. Feeling your heat and the thickness of your cum sets me over the edge, and I cry out as I come with you. Oh, not just spasming and grabbing onto your cock from inside, but exploding in a deep, primal orgasm that wells up in my abdomen and then rushes out through my limbs in a wave of heat. Oh, gripping you, pulling you into me from every direction with greedy limbs that tremble beneath you as every muscle in my body quivers violently. Oh, fuck, it hurts. Oh, fuck. I return the marks of pain you've given me with nail marks and scratches against your bare back and shoulders. And you start to move inside me again. Those milking, final strokes of your cock against my cervix as the last of your seed empties inside my fertile womb. Not until you've slowed your thrusts to a gentle grind and my body lies shaking, even underneath the heavy weight of yours. Only then do you press your lips forward to mine and kiss me tenderly. Only then do I let my tongue mingle gently with yours, my hands moving to cup the sides of your face, fingers gently dancing on the skin of your neck. Our lips are parted and moving together hotly as we try to come down from what we just did to one another. My mouth is desperate to taste you, to devour you. We're still so greedy for each other. You're still inside me, your cum starting to drip out of my sore, aching pussy. Your head turns to deepen the kiss and you suck the air out of my lungs. We can only focus on each other. Nothing else exists aside from us. As my hands slide from your cheeks to your back to hold you close, I can feel the tremors in your muscles as well. You're gasping, breathing in deep, ragged breaths as you pull your mouth away and exhale into my neck. But a gentle hand guides you by your chin back to my lips. One of your thumbs gently traces the line of my cheekbone as your hand caresses my face, making me tremble again under your touch. Our kisses are tender and passionate all at once, the greedy, wanting kisses of familiar and intimate lovers.